to you guys, but you knew also that having beat them last night, they were going to push back. Two minors and a major in that first period. You guys kill them off. You killed off seven yesterday. Just how much pride is this group taking in a special teams effort?
Penalty kill is so important to win some games, and we take some pride in blocking shot and just being on the same page and doing what we got to do to kill a penalty. They're 5-4. We got to be on the same page to be able to neutralize their advantage, and guys are committed to do the job. So that's how we get our pride in the PK.
And you know what, they really took it to you guys in that first period, but you guys reversed it in that second period and really started to take back the momentum. Obviously, they got the first goal, but then your goal really seemed to lift your group. What did you see on that opportunity for yourself? First goal of the year.
Yeah, came off the bench and was jumping in the rush, and then the puck came and just put it on net. To be honest, it's nothing crazy. Some bounce goes in, some bounce doesn't, and tonight went in, and it was a good timing, I guess. So we came back in the game, and we got a momentum from there, and All we need is be in the game. We don't want to trail by two or three, and that's what happened tonight. We stick to it, and we got the 2 points.
We talked about how good your penalty kill was, but how nice is it to see your power play get rewarded on that 5-on-3 opportunity? Pretty much a very similar goal than we saw yesterday, which Logan Shaw put in, make it 2-1 last night, and obviously 2-1 again tonight.
Yeah, I think they don't get rewarded enough. They're doing well. They're bringing momentum. Even if they don't score every power play, they're buzzing and they're moving well. So it's fun to see that. And since a while, they're scoring big goals at the right time, and it lifts our team in the right way.
It felt like us, from our perspective, that there was a lot of emotion, a lot of it felt like a playoff game. At least that was our perspective. What was it like for you on the ice?
Best time of the year to play hockey, to be honest. It's we used to say it's the playoff hockey, the best time of the year, but now we're kind of in playoff. We don't have a lot of margin to lose, and we gotta win those games. And we know the importance of the game, and we just show up every night. That's how we're gonna get in the playoff.
I said to Mason, you guys have been unbelievable here at home. 18-2, 1-1. The last 22 games, a big reason why you've been able to push into the playoffs. But what did it mean to you to see Mason Appleton score that goal late in the third period to give you guys that lead?
Great player, make great play at the right time, I guess. And Mason's one of our key players on the offense. And he's right there in front of the net. And this is where you score a goal.
Just wondering about your position on this team at the start of the season was that of a leadership position, not necessarily one that we're playing every single night, but I think that's your 52nd game of the season. So how are you feeling about your game at this time of year?
I'm doing good. To be honest, every time I'm in the lineup, I'm just happy to be there and help the team. It's like I said, it's the best time of the year to play hockey. You want to be involved. You want to be on the ice. You want to be part of it. And like you said, when I show up at camp, I didn't know what to expect, and find a way to play 52 games so far. So yeah, I'm happy about it.
I think we've asked every single defenseman so far, so I have to ask you as well, Mikhail Burden. What's it like playing with that guy back there?
Makes our job way easier, to be honest. We all know he's moving the puck really well, and sometimes you don't even have time to take your reads, and the puck is all over his own. So no, he's doing a fantastic job, and he's stopping pucks. So like you guys all know, he's pretty good.